We're on 1 degree at the moment.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You go outside for 2 seconds.
It's ridiculous.
It's freezing.
Yep.
Take the day off. It's bloody ridiculous out there.
Well, I feel for all the tradies and stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
you can't complain. You have to walk 30 seconds.
Well, that's true. But I don't want to sound like an old person, but there was ice on the windshield.
Oh, my God.
I'll be telling you about that today.
11 the top, mostly sunny.
Get up with Paul and Woody.
Oh, I love that.
Mix it up at Macca's and try the new cheeseburger flavour shaker fries. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time.
There was ice on the windshield.
When my mum rang me yesterday, the first thing she said was, did you have ice on your windshield today? I go, no, mum. She goes, that's good. And then we just paused awkwardly over the phone for the next minute.
And the best part about the ice on the windshield is it doesn't matter how old you are, you still think somehow the water in the windscreen wipers will fix it, don't you?
I sat for 5 minutes in my car.
Never worked.
With the heaters on. Yeah. I could have just walked 2 steps and got a bucket of gold.
She's going to get a bucket of water. But no, for some reason we persisted thinking, squirt, 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 squirt.
And then you move the windscreen wipers up faster thinking it's going to get the
squirt, squirt, squirt.
Hey, Paul and Woody's threesome.
Great.
We're doing it today and you can join us. And I did not come up with that title, Paul did.
But it's been very successful.
It has been going off.
Hasn't it? It's been going off. And it's guaranteed money.
Can you say that about our own?
Yeah, I think you can, because there are other competitions around town where in which they say they're giving away money, but they don't actually give away the money.
So what do? They make questions too hard or?
Yeah, or they just don't give it away at all.
Oh, really?
That's how radio can potentially work, where in which you go, I'm going to give away some money. Yeah, we're giving away heaps of money, and then you just don't give it away.
Well, we're giving away $400 in total today. That's guaranteed.
And that's guaranteed.
$300 for Paul and Woody's threesome. So we need the first song after 9, 2 and 5 from yesterday. We're doing it again after 9.
Yep.
And then 7:45 today, I'm going to ask you to call if you get through. $300.
$300, as easy as that.
Thanks to Subway. Every standard Subway 6-inch sub can be made into an awesome combo from just $7.95.
Yep. And then once we've done that, we'll just take a breath, come back after 8 and give away $100 for Shore of Origin. That's how it works.
Next, though, Paul's horrified from the paper today. Oh. You were regurgitating your dimity bick.
It is disgusting. It's on page 9. I pity the person that had to blur out the penises.
Why did you say that?
No, I have said it.
Oh, we're going to give you a heads up, a warning before you get to the Mercury today. Next.
Walking down the street the other day. Here's Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.
With my feelings on fire, guess I'm a bad liar.
You're right, sorry, Paul's still regurgitating.
I'm struggling this
morning. It's not that bad.
It is hideous.
Now, come on. You said yesterday that the naked form was beautiful.
Yes, until I saw these photos.
It's Paul and Woody. Hobart's hit 100.9. The Dark Mofo swim yesterday.
Mm.
A record 1,020 people turning up, getting their kit off.
Nude. Completely nude.
Everyone that registered showed up and they ran out of towels.
See, that's So some people had an excuse to be still nude when they got out of the water.
What is wrong with these pictures on page 9 of the Mercury today?
I tell you what, whoever took these pictures and popped them in the Mercury and was responsible for printing them must have spent the day yesterday going over these pictures with a fine-tooth comb to make sure there was no penises.
Oh, like spot.
I reckon I can see one. The bloke up the back underneath the A in festival. Is that a penis?
Now, why am I doing this? This is ridiculous. Why are we spotting?
Now, if you're playing along at home, page 9, have a look at the word festival. And just underneath the word A, there's a guy. I think I found a penis.
There's one that they haven't blurred.
Remember when we were kids, they used to have the spot the ball competition in the sports section? Where they put a picture of the footy and they take the ball out and you had to guess where the ball was.
People were there celebrating their 50th birthdays as well.
Oh, see, come on.
See, what? What is wrong with older people wanting to get their clothes
21sts,
off?
Okay. Hang on, I think I got another penis.
Where?
All right, I want you to look at the...
Oh, I can't believe I'm doing
look
this.
Look at the N in daring.
Yeah.
And go all the way to the bottom of the picture.
Yeah.
Is that a bit of a penis there on the guy that is...
Next to the fire pit?
Yes. The penis is near the fire pit.
Yeah.
Is that a... I think that could be.
It's a fire hazard. That's what it is. No, because...
Hang on. Is that a fire hose?
Okay.
That might be for safety reasons.
Can we stop trying to spot the...
After two-thirds of registrants were two-thirds of registrants were Tasmanian.
Yeah.
So that means...
You could see your neighbour.
Yeah.
The checkout chick.
The odds are you'd know about six people. But that means that, like, more than 350 people flow... They flew in from interstate to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
were they clothed on the plane?
Do you know that
was one bloke that said that we didn't do the nude swim when we came to Dark Mofo last year and we regretted it. And I'm turning 50 soon.
Yeah, he was celebrating his 50th. Do you know... There are a lot of spectators there that Dark Mofo have said they're going to have to increase security next year because this isn't a spectator sport. So people were going down just to watch. And there was a local photographer in particular that had a bit of beef with Mona and Dark Mofo over the fact that he was up on a hill trying to get a picture and he didn't have the credentials needed.
Oh, right. So you needed to be certified.
Well, yeah.
Oh, right.
And he was furious that he was told to move on. Is that right, Mace?
Yeah, this guy does actually take amazing photos. I don't know the actual Dark Mofo photos, if they're amazing, but he said on Twitter...
Are they all nude or are they just...
No, normally landscape photos.
Okay.
Any law that says no photos in Sandy Bay during Dark Mofo tried to shoot the nude swim from far away with and was asked to leave.
Doesn't sound good. It sounds creepy.
Dark Mofo Twitter account replied saying,
"Oh, hang on.
Hi, Paul. We've always insisted that the nude swim is not a spectator sport." Paul's then gone back.
Okay, we did say, can we say off air? We did say, don't say his name, but yeah, go.
Saying, so then Dark Mofo said, "We have a duty of care to the participants. It's not a spectator sport or a photo op."
Well, I want to defend him now that we've mentioned him.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I think if you are going to go to a public beach and take your clothes off, you've got to be prepared to be photographed. Tastefully, but photographed
tastefully.
Nonetheless. And the Mercury have printed all these people of all shapes and sizes. I think I just found another Wang.
Oh, no, it's Paul and Woody.
But that's the collection. To see the
show. Here's Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.
11 the top. We're only on 1.7 degrees at the moment. Should be mainly fine, though. Paul and Woody on Hobart's Hit 100.9. We're giving away tickets to the movies in 20. Yeah. But I just wanted to raise a concern that I have within this team, excluding the three girls that produce the show, between you and Apprentice Mace.
Huh?
And I think that it's... I think that you're actually a really bad influence on Mason. He's impressionable.
What do you mean?
You are. Like, he has a radio book and the things that you start teaching him could really impact his future and his career.
I think I've been a great example to him.
Do you think that, Mace?
No, not really.
You encouraged him to take workers' comp.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just because you did it when you broke your foot walking up the mountain.
Yeah, I was walking up the mountain for charity.
If,
were we? Or were we just taking part in that?
We were just taking part in that.
Okay.
It was not charity.
Yeah, but it was connected to the station.
Yeah, but it shouldn't have been.
Because I did some TV commercials for it.
Yeah, so. but you
it was
went
on
in,
work time.
It wasn't on work time. It was on a weekend. It was
I wouldn't have done it. Why would I have walked up? I'm not so stupid as to walk up a bloody mountain. Unless I'm doing it to get mad on TV. And I broke my foot as a consequence.
Yeah, and I had to piggyback you some of the way. And now you got Prentice Mason who twisted his ankle. I don't know, what were you doing, Mace, playing netball or something?
The off-air alarm on the studio went off, so I had to run into the building.
Okay.
There you go. And he's fallen over and he's done his ankle.
Okay.
Workers' comp.
It's not because we went off-air because of him.
That doesn't matter.
It does.
No, that's...
So now...
It's irrelevant.
Money's taken out of our budget because you've now made the kid do it. Put in a workers' comp claim.
Yes.
Do you know how many resources goes into that? Mason, how much was the workers' comp for?
$30.
See?
A pair of crutches.
Workers' comp for $30.
I would have thought you got more out of that. I told you, mate. You had to say that someone in the workplace pushed you or you'd slipped on something in the workplace. I went through this with him.
Oh, God. Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.
11 the top, mainly fine today once we get past the 1.7 degrees at the moment. Oh. Hey, coming up in 10, we've got tickets to the movies, but next in trending now, Paul thinks this celeb needs to come with a warning as they're slipping into rest point, we believe, over the next 24 hours.
This is a big star.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, if you were shopping down at, I don't know, the Catonfield today, I'd be looking out for this particular star because I don't want to say it's an Ed Sheeran or a Katy Perry or a Nicole Kidman or remember when Jamie Lannister from Game of Thrones was here.
Yeah.
But it's up there.
Okay, next. We'll talk about it.
Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay, she wants to have a third child, so she's going to use a surrogate.
Yeah.
Now, I'm getting these figures from TMZ. The couple, being Kim and Kanye, will pay the unknown surrogate, and I've converted these into Australian dollars, $59,000.
That
doesn't seem like a lot, does it?
No, not when she's...
worth millions.
Yeah.
That'll be paid over 10 months. In monthly installments.
Oh, you carry a baby for 9 months. Well, don't you reckon Kanye would be the most annoying person?
Oh, God, yeah.
If, you know, you can imagine...
Particularly because he doesn't want to use artificial insemination. Now, if it's twins...
Yeah.
...or triplets, the surrogate gets an extra $6,500 for each extra child.
That's ridiculous!
It's got to be an extra $59,000, doesn't it? Now, this sounds dark, but if the surrogate loses reproductive organs, they give her another $5,000.
Oh, okay, so just can't have another child?
Yeah.
That's worth $5,000?
Now, according to TMZ, the surrogate is banned from the following. Smoking.
Yeah.
Drinking. Drugs. It must be why none of her sisters could do it.
Oh.
And the surrogate can't have sex leading up to the pregnancy, and for 3 weeks... following the embryo implantation. So, once the child is conceived, is there a suggestion you shouldn't have any action for a period of time?
Well, how could you do it, Paul? Like, well, don't you ever think of the baby now that... Because Melissa's showing quite a lot now.
No, what you do is you put on a lot of loud music and leave the telly on.
Trending.
Someone's rolled into town.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've said this is like Ed Sheeran,
this
right?
This is massive.
They're going to be performing tomorrow night.
Yes.
And sneaky, very sneaky, because I didn't realise this till just now, but they will be performing tomorrow night. It is Shannon Knoll.
This is huge.
Knollsy.
Knollsy's in town. We are on Knollsy Watch all morning, and we have one of our street teamers standing by right now, down at the men's gallery just to see if he's dropped by. Neville, have you seen him yet?
Oh, no sign of him yet, guys. But it's early days. I'll let you know if we see him.
Good stuff,
trending.
Neville.
That is the latest trending now here. Hobart, if you'd like more. Here's a track from one of our R&B Fridays albums. We've got 3 on iTunes right now. Paul and Woody.
Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody. Hits Paul and Woody. Spin that wheel.
Stack of games on the wheel. Whatever we spin up is what we're playing today. We're playing for tickets to the movies.
Oh, yes.
To see Rough Night starring Scarlett Johansson in cinemas now. It's rated R.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. Kate McKinnon's in it from Saturday Night Live. She plays an Aussie. Excited. Okay, heaps of games on the wheel. The one we spin up will be the game that we play this morning. Yes.
What is it?
It's the new one.
Not again.
And stop hammer time. Hey, Apprentice Mace, did you make me my little intro, my opener for the segment?
I thought you made it yesterday yourself. Like, on air, you did it live.
I said I wanted it to sound like, oh, stop, hammer time.
Once again, you've done it live.
No, but I want some music. I want some bells and whistles around it, mate.
Okay.
Jeez, all he does, I've got so much work to do. He comes on at 9 o'clock, he gets off at 12, and he's just got an iTunes playlist.
Paul, stop.
No, seriously.
Okay.
Nicole in the afternoon works harder and she's only been here for 4 minutes.
Okay, well...
All right, can we stop the music so I can do the intro? Stop! Hammer time!
Oh, my God. What? I hate this game. It's so stupid.
Because it doesn't have an introduction.
No, that's not really what's the problem.
13, 12, 16. You call us and you hum to us a song. And if we can't guess the song that you're humming... then you go to the movies on us.
Can you just do the intro one more time for me so I can record it, please?
Okay. Can we have it cold, guys? That's what they say in the industry when you don't have any interference.
Can you guys hurry
up?
Oh,
you've spoken over this. We've got to press record again.
All right, and 3, 2, 1.
Stop! Hummer time! Leave it.
Jeez, you nearly just took us off air. All right. Are there any hummers?
Why aren't we getting any calls?
I have no idea, because at least I know you didn't steal this game from any other radio station. It's ridiculous.
That's probably your reason.
13, 12, 16, if you want tickets to the movies. This could be the first time we never get a call.
Nah, come on, Hobart. Lines are open.
Such a bad game.
Here's Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody. Seven. Here's Paul and Woody. Spin that wheel.
Stack of games on the wheel. We just spun it up. And if you'd like to win tickets to the movies, then please give us a call.
Don't say it.
13, 12, 16.
Don't say it.
What?
We haven't had a lot of calls for the new game that I invented. I put it down to the fact that my new game never had an introduction made for it.
Well, you know, just then, in that 3 minutes, Paul, that Mason made an intro for you.
Oh.
Okay, I haven't heard it. But you ready to go?
Stop! Hummer time! Oh, see? It's actually a bit better than I thought it would be.
Skipping a little bit, though.
That's fine!
Yeah, so I know what happened with the background music.
No, the music's good. And if we'd have had that music when we started the segment, maybe someone would have called to play. I think we're getting a call!
Oh, no, come on. Paul, this is...
Look at the board line.
I've got Simon on the phone, guys.
Excellent.
Hi, Simon.
Yep.
Okay, great. This is just what happens when I lose control of the show.
Simon, we've got a game. It's called Stop Hummer Time.
I think this is the worst radio I've ever.
Can you let me do it?
Simon. I just felt bad for Paul, so I thought I'd better ring.
Yeah, we all do, Simon. It's okay.
Can we turn his microphone off?
Okay.
I'm on the bloody poster and he's talking more than me through this segment.
All right. Can we please wrap this up?
Simon, you hum a song. And we will try to guess what the song is that
this
you're humming. And if we can't guess it, I can wait. Okay. If we can't guess it, you'll go to the movies on us.
All right.
Have you been humming long?
No.
No. Okay.
Can you just hum us one more time?
Oh, come on, Paul. I'm not even partaking. You just say what you think it is, Paul.
Okay. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Okay. Hang on. I think we'd have to take a song and come back.
We're not taking any more songs. No,
all right, you've won the tickets. What was the song you were humming?
Better Man by John Butler Trio.
Oh, one of our favourites.
Oh, my God, that is never to return. The Hamish.
Hit Hobart. Podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Three away from seven. Hobart's hit 100.9. Paul and Woody. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
No, seriously.
No. Life's good. Just flat chat because Mason tried to book me for a meeting at 11. I'm going to be out of here today. So.
What do you mean? You've cleared your schedule. Have you cleared your schedule, Mason? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm not at liberty to say, but I have another commitment.
Yes, you are at liberty to say. You told me.
Well, yeah, but that was off air.
You said you're bathing at home. And you're going to listen to your own voice back during the podcast.
That's not what you're doing. Because I know you do that at night with candles when it's dark.
Have you been peering through my windows?
Has this got anything to do with... No, it wouldn't, surely. No. Rosehaven?
I'm not...
Sorry?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Has this got something to do with... Have you actually had a call back? Because you spent 24 hours whinging about the fact that Rosehaven started filming in Hobart this week and you didn't get a call back because you've tried auditioning again. And you spent 24 hours whinging about it and now I've just realised you haven't spent 24 hours complaining. So is this about Rosehaven?
I can't say it's not.
Have they called you back for a role?
I would not be able to say that I had been called back to Rosehaven for a second round of auditions. Because I'm not allowed to, because I have signed an
What? You are fumbling. My gosh.
I'm not allowed
to. You break so easily.
If hypothetically that had taken place, I would not be allowed to talk about it on air because I have had to put my name to paper saying that I wouldn't. So
you've signed something.
Well,
you just said that.
In a hypothetical world, if that had happened, hypothetically, then that would have...
He's got a call back for Rosehaven.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Stay right there. I'm going to keep prodding.
Hit Hobart. Podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Get up with Paul and Woody.
Mix it up at Macca's and try the new cheeseburger flavour shaker fries. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time.
We get $2,000 a week to give away. That is cash.
That's right.
And we give away.
We give away.
$2,000.
Oh, I don't want to see any of it on a Friday come 9 o'clock. I want it all gone.
No, it is, but we give it away.
That's right.
So we say, this is the amount, and it will go off.
That's right.
So you got $100 in Sure of Origin after 8, but before then at 7:45, it's Paul and Woody's threesome.
Oh, yes.
$300 cash will be given away. All you have to do is wait and then call us. Tell us the song at 9, 2 and 5.
Yep.
And if you can do that, $300 is yours.
It's so easy. And we do it every day. We do it every single day. So today you're telling us the songs that played at 9, 2 and 5 yesterday, and then tomorrow you tell us the songs that played at 9, 2 and 5 today. It's guaranteed. And it's none of this rubbish of, oh, we give away lots of money, but we don't actually hand it over.
What, because the questions are too hard or something?
So that's ridiculous. Hey. I mean, you know what that sounds like?
What?
We've got money. Na-na-na-na-na-na. That's what it becomes unless you hand the cash over. And you and I, we've got our hands up. It's like a bank robbery. Our hands are up and you can take the cash. And we're not going to put a dive bomb in the bag. It's all yours.
It's thanks to Subway.
Yes.
Every standard Subway 6-inch sub can be made into an awesome combo from just $7.95.
Awesome. Oh, we've got to be right on the clock today because that bloke rings us. We're going to have to take him out to this Lady Gaga song because he only gets one phone call a week.
Yeah, but we get complaints every time.
People hate him.
I know they do.
But come on.
So why do we still put him to air?
Give him a chance.
I've given him 3 years.
It's part of his rehabilitation.
Hit Hobart. Podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Hobart's hit 100.9. Paul and Woody, we don't have time. He's
got
complaints.
To do it. Please, we've got to do it. We've got to, because he gets one phone call a week. We've got to take it out. I know people don't like him, but come on, let's help him.
This is a global Tellink prepaid call from...
Bez Smythe.
An inmate from a prison complex. Please say yes to accept this call.
Yes. Baz?
Yeah, g'day, Paul and Woody. I just want to take an opportunity today to use my call to congratulate Paul and his missus on the baby.
Oh, yeah, they're having a show baby.
Thank you so much for that, Baz. That's lovely of you to say that.
It is really nice. I'm really excited about it. Have you got any kids, Baz? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Yeah, I've got a couple of kids. Can I give them some shouties?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Jacob, Wang, Padre, Gustav, Pierre. Sanjeev, Pablo, and LaWanda.
That is some... That's quite a few kids that you've got there.
Yeah, well, I come from big families. Like, you know, me mum, she had 7 kids in 6 years.
7 kids in 6 years? Mm. That would be so confusing. How would you tell the kids apart then? How would she do that?
She just used their surnames.
Oh, okay.
This inmate call from a prison complex has exceeded its allotted time. Thank you.
13 past 7.
Sanjeev.
Oh, that's what you got out of it.
That surprised me.
Hit Hobart. Podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Hobart's hit 100.9. Paul and Woody in 30 minutes. We are giving away $300 cash.
Oh, guaranteed.
In Paul and Woody's threesome. Just one thing I don't get is Apprentice Mace put in a claim, a workers' comp claim, for $30.
Good on him.
Because he, I don't know if you call it a sprain, he got a little twig in his ankle because...
Just a bit of a... Yeah, just hurt a little bit.
Mate, you got to talk it up. I told you. I gave him training on this. I tried to train him on this.
I know you
and
did.
And I'm spewing that he's taking the $30. Never take the first offer.
Okay.
If you injure yourself at work like I did when I climbed Mount Wellington...
You didn't climb it. You fractured your foot walking the points pinnacle with me and then you claimed. How much did you get out of that?
I think about $800. Yeah, because I had to have physio... I had to have the moon boot.
Oh, that's...
I never saw you with a moon boot.
Oh, he looked hilarious. He was. Oh, okay. Yeah, you'd take him to the beach just so you could have a laugh.
That is horrible.
I don't really work.
She did. She took me to Seven Mile Beach. She made me walk it in the moon boots.
Yeah, I did. But
she dumped me out of the car and she said, I'll meet you at the other end. And then I heard her screech off. And then I got sand in my moon boot.
Okay, you bet you claim for that as well, for dry cleaning.
Of course I did.
But you've basically corrupted Apprentice Mace.
Yeah, but he fell over at work, so he should be compensated.
Okay, he tripped because he took the station off air, and when the station goes off air, you get this woo throughout the building.
Big alarms go off, yep.
So he's tripped due to his own fault, and then he's filled out, what is it, like a dozen pages of paperwork for $30.
Yeah, I had to witness some of them.
What a waste of time.
We had to take some of them down the pharmacy. You need a justice of the peace to witness some of them.
$30 was for the crutches. And the doctor said, if you really want crutches, you can have them, but you don't really need them.
Don't say this, Mason.
See,
I've countersigned all your forms.
I don't think this would happen in any other workplace. I don't think that anyone would make a claim, whether it be work expenses or insurance or water workers' comp, for less than $30.
Yes, come on. No. There's got to be people out there on 13, 12, 16. No, Hobart,
I can
whatever you claimed expenses on. It doesn't have to be just for an injury. It could be for some stationery. Oh, it could be for a work lunch.
You don't claim for your work lunches, do you?
Of course you do.
I feel like I've got, like, the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. Woody's, like, you know, trying to protect me, and Paul's like, I don't know what you're trying to do.
Do it.
If you stay with Paul, you're going straight down under. Like, you know you are.
Paul's the devil.
That is a horrible thing to say.
You are,
You continually make comments about how I've booked myself a seat in hell.
You have,
it's
though.
A horrible thing
There's
to
no
say.
There's no saving your soul, brother.
My God. You really can't tell that you're a pastor's daughter, can you?
I don't think we'll get a single call.
Yeah,
anyway.
Come on.
13, 12,
what have 16. You claimed?
Okay.
Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.
11 the top should be mainly fine once we get off 1 degree. 26 past 7 on Hobart's Hit 100.9. We're giving away $300 cash guaranteed inside the next 20. But before we get there, talking about ridiculous work claims, whether it be workers' comp or expenses claimed. I mean, Apprentice Mace filled out like a dozen pages of paperwork to claim $30.
Probably took me about 2 hours to do.
Good, good.
$30 for a pair of crutches after you slipped because you took us off air and you had to run into the studio, which was your fault.
I've used the crutches like once.
Doesn't matter, mate. You don't have to give these details. See, don't answer questions that you haven't been asked. I taught him this because I am a big advocate for claiming against the company.
Which is ridiculous. $800 you claimed.
I could have permanent damage to my foot because I broke my foot whilst I was climbing Mount Wellington.
Walking up the mountain for the point to Pinnacle.
Well, was it walking? Was it climbing?
No, it was. I was with you. It was slower than a walk.
Was I using a rope to get up the organ pipes? Okay. I mean, it depends on how you interpret it.
So I want to know about ridiculous work claims. If this just happens within this office or if it's the norm. Chloe, have you got one?
Well, it was my mum, and it's a pretty funny claim. So we went on a family holiday to watch The Lion King in Melbourne. And as a music teacher, she got to claim every single thing on that family trip.
Brilliant.
For work purposes.
Yeah, it's research.
Cool. Yeah.
It's research.
So how
did you buy a program as well?
Yeah, she bought stuff as well to take back CDs.
Yeah, what about the T-shirt?
No, not a T-shirt.
Why didn't she get the T-shirt? She'd probably still jump online and get the T-shirt.
Yeah, but I think she got to claim back the snacks as well.
Oh, you just... See, this is out of control now.
It was research.
Okay.
She makes her a better music teacher.
How did she apply it then to her teaching?
I don't know, Lion King musical song, music.
Yeah. On Monday morning.
Forced the whole school to listen to Lion King music.
The kids were singing along. Hakuna Matata. It's a great philosophy.
Yes.
Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The Voice Australia will be wrapping up soon. How's this for a lineup for the grand finale?
Yeah.
Niall.
A great.
Katy Perry.
Oh.
And Miley Cyrus's sister, Noah.
Oh.
Now, what I didn't know about Noah was that she's done work with Vance Joy. And she's even got a song out at the moment which features Ludacris.
Ludacris?
Yeah.
I never needed you like I do right now. I never needed you like I do right now.
'cause all you ever do is make me.
Oh.
I couldn't hear the thunder.
Just as saucy as Miley's song.
Okay.
Trending.
I didn't see that coming. And I wonder if Apprentice Mace heard the whole grab as put it into the system.
I don't think he did.
Okay, Noah.
Hard to follow that,
it
I
is,
know.
Particularly with this story. Prince Harry has given an interview, and it is rare for Harry and William to get really personal.
Yeah, it is.
And they've done that about their mum's funeral. He said that he didn't appreciate having to walk behind Princess Diana's coffin when she died. He was not even a teenager. He was 12 years old. My mother had just died and I had to walk a long way behind her coffin surrounded by thousands of people watching me while millions more did on television. I don't think any child should be asked to do that under any circumstances. I don't think it would happen today, and I would hope it would not happen today.
Trending.
So some stats have come out about Tasmanians and how we use social media. So over a quarter of us get separation anxiety if we can't check our accounts, our socials.
Oh, yeah, FOMO.
But how's this? We lead the entire country when it comes to being the most selfie-obsessed and when posting about our food.
Oh.
So we're beating everyone, New South Wales, Perth, everyone.
And I would think that after yesterday's nude solstice swim, we would be right up there with show the nipple pics as well. No, I would think that we'd have very strong numbers. There were all sorts of nipples down at Long Beach yesterday.
There were a
couple up high, but most of them were down around the knees.
Okay.
That's trending.
The latest trending now, Hit Hobart, is where you can get it. Here's a track from one of our R&B Fridays albums. We've got three on iTunes right now. Paul and Woody.
Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.
18 away from 8, Hobart's hit 100.9. Paul and Woody. This is Phone Topic Roulette. We're going to pitch some phone topics at your Hobart. 13, 12, 16, if one interests you, you can end the segment at any time by calling that number.
That's right. We've got topics to shoot at you. It's choose your own adventure. I'm fascinated by the fact that Kim Kardashian and Kanye are going to pay a woman $60,000 to carry their child.
60 grand is so cheap. Wait, seriously.
And then amount of money they earn.
And if she loses her reproductive organs in it, she's going to get $5,000 compensation.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, who would?
I want to ask if there is any women out there that would do it for $60,000, that would be happy to carry a child for that long and then hand it over to Kim Kardashian.
Oh, not for Kim. But you'd do it for, like, say, I would do it for you.
Oh, wouldn't you hold that over me? Wouldn't you? Oh, imagine you'd be over at my house on Christmas Day. Oh.
Imagine if we were doing a show together and I was carrying your baby for Melissa.
And how was it conceived?
Oh, don't worry, we're not going there. No, we don't touch.
Yeah, good.
Turkey bass.
I think that they can use other instruments.
Oh, okay, oops.
I don't think we got to nick down to my habitat and get a... That's my habitat.
I don't think they want to associate with us.
13, 12, 16. Excuse me, where are the turkey basters?
Sorry.
We have one that was returned.
Oh.
Okay.
13, 12, 16. Would you like a heavy breathing experience? Now, you've said some ridiculous things.
No, this is true.
No, you just made a comment that people used to ring back. When you had to connect the phone lines, like you had to go through to an operator?
No, it wasn't an operator. It was when it was just landlines, you'd get heavy breathers. And it was before caller ID.
Never had a heavy breathing experience.
You'd have a heavy breather.
Ever.
People were perverted.
Mace, have you ever had a heavy breathing experience where you picked up the phone and...
That sort of thing.
So I've got a heavy breather here in Mace. And if you've never had an experience like me, please call through and Mace will give you your very first heavy breathing experience.
Yeah, I'll give you a good tip as well if you want to become a heavy breather. You just need to eat a lot of junk food and clog up all your arteries and then you kind of get really obese and then it just comes natural.
Great.
So it sounds sexy.
Yeah, it's a really hot thing to do.
Yeah, great.
The ladies love it down at Salamanca on Saturday night, just, you know,
breathing on women's necks?
No, just go up to their, okay, behind their head.
Okay, I'm just going to cut him off there because you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
On 13. I don't know, which now I'm concerned because all the phone lines have lit up.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do. Should I just take
go
one?
Line two when it's my fault if it's stuffed up?
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Hit 100.9.
Who's this? Hello.
Are you g'day? Just shut up for a minute. Who's this?
Ashley.
Ashley, what are you calling for, Ashley?
I'm just calling in regard to the three songs from yesterday.
Thanks for the call. And we're doing it next.
Bye, Ashley.
See, this is why people don't call.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of fun.
Paul and Woody. Hobart's hit 100.9.
100.9.
I want to follow where she goes.
Hit Hobart. Podcasting with Paul and Woody.
11 away from 8. Hobart's hit 100.9. Paul and Woody. We give away $2,000 in cash every single week. And it's guaranteed. There's no jackpotting.
No.
There's no you might. No. You will. And right now, we want to give you a chunk of it with $300 in.
Hit 100.9 with Paul.
Uno, dos, tres.
Powered by Subway. Every standard Subway 6-inch sub can be made into an awesome combo from just $7.95.
Okay. So you've got to call us 13, 12, 16. This is how it works, okay? So if you missed out, we're doing it again from 9. You've just got to tell us the first song after 9, the first song after 2, and the first song after 5 that we play.
9, 2, 5.
In Paul and Woody's threesome.
This is great.
I hate that name.
Okay, hello, who's there?
Hello, it's Nicole.
Nicole, would you like to be part of a threesome?
I would love to, thank you.
First time?
First time for everything.
Yeah, well, that's right. What we all say, isn't it? Okay, so...
I don't know what you did at uni.
Can I ask you about the song that played at 9 o'clock yesterday, Nicole?
Yes, yeah, so that would have to be Daft Punk One More Time.
Yes,
Daft Punk. Oh,
no, okay, that's one. Can she go for a second? The song that played at 2 p.m.?
Miley Cyrus, Malibu.
Oh, wow. Can we get the trifecta?
Oh, let's hope so.
Okay, so the third one was, now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but Niall Horan, Slow Hands.
Oh, there
that'll
we go.
That'll do it.
Bang, bang,
you
bang.
Have just scored $300 cash in 30 seconds.
What an experience. Would you recommend having a threesome with us?
Oh, come on.
You know, for someone else?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay. Paul and Woody's threesome. It'll be back from 9 today. Big shout out to Subway.
Hit Hobart. Podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Paul and Woody, if you missed out on the $300 cash that we just gave away in Paul and Woody's threesome, don't worry, we've got another $100 to give away in Shore of Origin next.
Huge.
I feel so bad.
Mm.
I really do feel terrible.
We need to speak to Mason, but you need to change the settings because I can tell by the way it sounds in my ears that we can't speak to Mason with the settings
I've
on
got that. It.
We have been fooling around in the studio with a few computers because you've discovered something that you feel guilty about.
I feel terrible. So yesterday during the show, during the songs, we chat a lot and Mace, Apprentice Mace, asked us how to pronounce something that was coming up on his show. And do you remember what that was, Mace?
And I know what I've done.
Mason said, I feel so bad. Is it...
is it Daft Punk or Daft Punk?
And...
it's Daft Punk.
Yeah, but we told you it was...
Daft Punk.
And then we forgot to tell you that we were joking because we had to come out of a song. And when Paul and I went cruising around the Heat Cheap yesterday, I forgot what we were even doing. What were we doing in the Heat Cheap?
We visited a school or something.
I went, oh, my God, I forgot to tell Mason that we were joking. And now we've just found this. Should I play it?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, I feel bad.
On, this is your first song at 9 a.m., Daft Punk, One More Time. Let's start your old school night at 9 right now, Hobart.
Thanks
2001 hit.
One more time. I'm so sorry, mate.
Your old favourite cartoon, Bugs Bunny and Dafty Punk.
Cinderella cut it. Hit Hobart. Podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Get up with Paul and Woody.
Check it out. Turn it on, turn it up on my radio.
It's Paul and Woody for McDonald's.
Mix it up at Macca's and try the new cheeseburger flavour shaker fries. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time.
How about Dark Mofo and the nude swim that happened yesterday at 7:42? They ran out of towels.
I can't believe it.
Because there was a record-breaking 1,020 people there. Every single person that registered showed up and they weren't expecting that. So people left without...
So many.
And can I just say, a big warning if your kid's looking through the paper today, because page 9 should have a be at the sealed section.
Yeah.
Someone has attempted to blur out bits and pieces of the nude swim, but Paul has spotted a few.
I've spotted a male appendage.
Okay.
Actually, I've spotted two.
You've been looking very closely, haven't you, though?
And I'm just wondering what that woman... There's something going on there. She didn't get a towel. She must have been one of the ones that didn't get a towel.
It would have been someone's job yesterday to sit there all day. Because there's about, what, you can almost see hundreds of people in this one picture, naked. So you sit there and blur bits.
The headline reads, Festival's Daring Dip. And there's something going on under the A in Festival.
Okay. I don't think we need to. And if you were...
definitely a dip.
If you want to be a spectator, don't, because they're putting on extra security next year. They had to kick a lot of spectators out.
Well, people were taking photos and they didn't have accreditation.
Oh my God.
But some would say, if you're going to nude up and go to Long Beach, you've got to be prepared to have a photograph taken of you from a distance behind a tree.
What of it? Hey, we're doing Shore of Origin next, 13, 12, 16, if you would like to play.
East versus West.
It's the West Side. Today is the carryover loser.
Yep.
Because the east side won. So we need someone from the east side, the sunny side, the best side.
Come on.
$100 cash, thanks to Cash Converters. Paul and Woody.
Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.
14 past 8, Hobart's hit 100.9. Paul and Woody, we are giving away $100 cash right now in Shore of Origin in...
Let's Fight.
On Hits, Paul and Woody. We're about to find the superior side of the Derwents. This is Shore of Origin, the Cash Converters' new super retail centre, 133 Main Road, Moona.
It is Hobart's easiest competition, $100 cash. Can I interest you from the east side, the best side, the sunny side? Not Ella.
Oh, you want to steal her. You've got
Corey, sorry.
How's it going?
So good, Corey. I can tell you're a beach babe. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't know what.
Okay. Is that what you were doing in Bali last week? The Cooter Boys, were you? The beach babes. Elle sounds like hot property because Woody wanted to nab her for the east side. Yeah. Good morning to the west side, Elle.
Good morning.
Oh, I like her. She's up and about.
Okay.
Your buzzer will be West L. Corey, your buzzer will be East. Woody will read the questions and I'll do my best to adjudicate.
You can buzz in at any
time.
Be
easy on me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You're a bit snappy over here, aren't you?
No, it's all, she knows it. She's a woman that knows.
I didn't mean it really.
She's what were you saying?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
No, oh, no.
I was going to say she was a woman that knows what she wants, but for some reason we're all talking over each other.
Okay, here we go.
Sound like another radio show.
Oh, right, stop it. Name Fred Flintstone's wife. Stone's wife, sorry.
Ask the question again.
Name Fred Flintstone's wife.
Hey.
Yes,
East.
Is that Velma?
It's not Velma. She was from Scooby-Doo. It's Wilma Flintstone.
So close. How many kids does Kim Kardashian have?
West.
Yes, West.
Two.
Oh, well done. North. He's on the board.
Saint. Who sings Galway Girl?
East.
Yes, East.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, my God. We need a tiebreaker, Woody.
Here it is. Name a Hemsworth brother.
West.
West was first.
Liam.
There we go. Got it. She's a woman that knew what she wanted, and she's got it.
Well done. You've got the $100 cash. Don't worry, though, Corey. Would you like to come out back as our carryover loser?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
There we go. So, what a beach babe.
Don't.
That makes my day so much better.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely. Oh.
I still wish the East had have won, though.
That's a horrible thing.
I'm joking.
Come on.
Paul and Woody.
Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.
11 the top, 19 past 8, Hobart's hit 100.9, Paul and Woody. It's a good hit.
Ooh, now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Paul Paul wants to push his nan off the perch, and I just think it's horrible. We've had so many complaints over the last 24 hours.
All I am saying, and I'm writing about it in my column as I write a column for the Sunday Tasmanian. We write a column for the Sunday Tasmanian, is that we deserve an inheritance.
No, you don't. That's ridiculous.
I think everyone is deserving of an inheritance.
I've encouraged my mum to spend what little she has. No, I've told her, do not save anything. Don't worry about paying off the rest of your mortgage as long as it doesn't get repossessed. But I mean, like, don't pay extra. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you want the property, do you?
No,
you want to make sure that you and your two grubby brothers split up the property. Is that what you want to do? See, we all want it.
A fifth. Now, this is rising now. A fifth of parents are dipping into their children's inheritance, and they don't feel guilty about it, nor should they. And you're upset because your nan's going on a cruise.
Yes.
And you
she
want
doesn't need to go on the cruise.
Yes, she does.
What does she need to go up the east coast of Australia for? I can buy her a book. She can have a look what the Sydney Harbour Bridge looks like.
That is so...
Hasn't changed since she visited it in 1962.
You are evil. You are evil. So we've been asking on 13, 12, 16, are you expecting an inheritance? Who's this?
Mark.
Hey, Mark. Are you expecting an inheritance?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, good.
What, have they bloody spent it all on you, mate?
Yeah, that's it. They've already spent it and they're already dead and gone anyway, so I ain't getting nothing.
And you got nothing.
That's it.
Did anyone else get something, Mark?
Nah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Actually,
though.
I've got a really sad story where in which my great uncle passed away.
That is sad.
And he won Tats Lotto 3 times, and he ran a successful business with more than 50 employees, and all he left me was a pair of cufflinks.
All the rest went to his cat, did it?
Yeah. That's what it was like.
I thought
that's such a sad story.
The sad story is that your uncle passed.
And I'm you know, and it took me a bit of courage to share that, and I'm happy I did.
I'm not.
I ain't leaving anything for my kids either.
Oh! Well, you weren't left anything, Mark, so why should you?
No, I'm doing it the easy way. I'm spending it while I can enjoy it, to spend it, and I've taken out life insurance so when I keel over, they get $100,000.
Oh, don't let them know that too early.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God. This show...
I have to put that in the fine print in the contract.
He's hemorrhaging listeners. I can
Good
just
idea,
tell.
Good idea, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
No worries. See you. You kill
me, Mark. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. I'm in need. But she ain't messing with no bro.
Yeah. G'day, mate. It's Katy Perry here. Hit Hobart. Podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Simon Cowell has released a single.
This
is probably one of the most phenomenal things I've ever heard, if I'm honest.
It's Artists for Grenfell, the people that lost their lives in that high-rise fire last week in London.
Yeah.
They're covering, when I say they, I'm going to rattle off a list of artists in a moment.
And it probably won't include all of them.
Well, that's
There's
right.
So
and I'm
many.
Doing my best to try to write their names down just from seeing them in the video clip. These artists have covered Simon and Garfunkel's famous hit song, Bridge Over Troubled Water. This debuted last night in the UK on telly. They played it just before Coronation Street.
Yeah.
So obviously high rating time of day to play it on the television. And you can donate. There's a website called Artists for Grenfell. Anne-Marie. James Arthur, Jerry Halliwell, Jesse J, Louis and Liam, Paloma Faith, Craig David, The Who. Now, we're going to play a bit now. Very early on, you'll hear Robbie Williams followed by James Blunt followed by Rita Ora.
Troubled waters come running past. I'ma be right there just to build
when
your bridge.
When you're weary. Feeling small when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
so much pain in my heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Artists for Grenfell, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Everyone will want to listen to it today.
Yeah, we'll put it up at Hit Hobart. It's 19 away from 9. Hobart's Hit 100.9. Paul and Woody.
Hit Hobart. Podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Only is our memories, yeah.
Paul and Woody on Hobart's Hit 100.9, 12 away from 9. Our world-famous rooftop presents Katy Perry live and exclusive. Katy Perry's new album, Witness, available to download or stream now. Yeah. And you could be seeing her with Hamish and Andy, VIP. Today's your last chance. So if you haven't become a Hit VIP yet, what are you doing?
Well, you've got to get on the website and you've got to pump your name in there because you could get a call this afternoon.
Hit.com.au. Known anyone to make a pregnancy so much about themselves, Paul.
What are you
in your second trimester?
Yeah, my second trimester. And
all I'm hearing is whinge.
No, and thanks for the calls that we get to the show of blokes just saying, I know how you feel, you'll get through it, mate. Yesterday.
Every single day. You dragged her around Bali the other week.
Yeah, she had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the food seemed to play up there a bit, but anyway. Now, you made me aware yesterday of something called a baby moon.
Oh, yeah, Megan Gale's on one at the moment. So you go on a holiday with your baby.
Right, so, before the baby's born.
Yeah, exactly.
A baby moon.
You can take your partner if you want, I guess.
Right.
Maybe you just prefer, probably in Melissa's case, to go on her own.
Well, don't be ridiculous.
Maybe I could go with her. We should have a baby moon.
Now,
I'll look into that.
I've booked her in for a baby moon before the end of the second trimester, because you're not supposed to fly in the third trimester.
Oh, now I feel bad. Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah, look, I did.
Paul, I can't believe
it's pretty special.
That is actually really sweet. Yeah. If you've done this legitimately, if you've actually...
No, look, I'll admit I got some cheap flights.
Where are you going?
Brisbane.
Why are you going to Brisbane? You always say they're... Do you want to say what you say about Brisbane people?
I don't know what
you say they're good-looking, dumb people.
Well,
why would anyone live there?
I can't remember ever saying that.
Because
there's some direct flights. Ignorant me didn't realise that you can fly direct from the Hobart International Airport to Brisbane.
Why don't you stay somewhere in Tassie instead?
Well,
so she doesn't have to...
Look, I thought I'd take her into a bit of heat. And it's funny because when I booked them, I hadn't realised this. It only takes an hour to drive from Brisbane to the Gold Coast. And it turns out that weekend, the Pies are playing the Suns.
Oh, don't you
At
dare.
Metricon.
Don't you...
So that's Saturday afternoon. So we'll probably nick up there and
have a
look.
So you were going to drag your pregnant girlfriend who's in her second trimester to a Collingwood match? That's not safe. I've been around Collingwood fans. It's not safe.
No, these are Collingwood fans that have the money to travel. That's right. And then another funny thing happened.
Oh, she's going to annihilate
you. At the moment in Brisbane, there's the Marvel Cinematic Universe exhibition up at... What?
No.
They've got a big exhibition centre up there and you can go and see Captain America's costume and the Guardians of the Galaxy props and stuff like that. So we'll probably do that on the Friday.
So you're going to make a walk around all day at a stupid cartoon festival? Well, they are. They're essentially cartoon characters. At what point is she going to get anything out of this baby moon?
Oh, and I also hear that they've got like a craft beer show as well. So that'll be good for her maybe on Sunday.
Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.
Couple away from 9, Hobart's Hit 100.9, Paul and Woody. Hey, we're kicking it off next. Paul and Woody's threesome.
Yes.
Did not pick that name myself.
Threesome. Now, this is what you've got to do to get involved in our threesome, if you want to be the third party. You listen to the station. I'm making this way more...
This was your idea, and what?
Why don't... I should have it on
Step
a sheet,
one,
girls.
Listen to the station.
Girls, where's the sheet? Like, for God's sake, we knew this was coming.
Well, it's not hard, Paul. You don't need a sheet. You don't need an auto cue.
Right. Okay, finally, I've been given a sheet. Thank you. Okay, we're going to play a song at 9 o'clock, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Yeah. If you can name all three, the following day you win $300. Thank you, girls.
We do it at 7:45 every day.
What's that?
Can I say a big shout out to Subway? Every standard Subway 6-inch sub can be made into an awesome combo from just $7.95. The Mason Show hasn't started yet.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just singing a bit of Mary J. Blige. It's a song that...
That's obviously the first song. Right.
What, do you not want anyone to listen? This is a bribe for people to listen to you, Mason.
No, I was just singing your songs.
You got to. We said to you, give us a clue. So I thought something like... Who was quite contrary?
Her name starts with Mary. ends in J Blight. See a little clip.
I don't get it.
No, I know.
They don't get it.
Hit Hobart, podcasting with Paul and Woody.